朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
请我们一起打开撒母耳记下第五章。
Let's together open the book of 2 Samuel chapter 5.
天父，我们实在要千感谢你，万感谢你。
Father, we must thank you and thank you over.
因为你居然让我们可以吃喝享受你的自己。
Because you allow us to consume yourself.
我们是什么人？
Lord, what kind of people are we?
居然可以吃饼喝杯。
That we can eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
可以再一次来温习你对我们的大爱。
That we can once again review your great love to us.
也再一次被你确定我们是你的。
And that once again you confirm that we are yours.
你也是我们的。
And you are ours.
我们每一次在你面前聚集的时候，
Each time we gather before you,
我们满了感恩。
We are full of thanks.
我们满了赞美。
We're full of praise.
我们感谢你，不止你愿意用饼杯对我们的心说话。
We thank you. Not only are you willing to use the bread and the cup to speak to our hearts.
你更愿意借着圣经对我们说话。
You are even more willing to use the Bible to speak to us.
因为你知道我们的愚拙。
Because you know our foolishness.
所以你把圣灵保惠师赐给我们。
And you use the Spirit, the moderator, to give them to us.
谢谢圣灵能够带我们进入真理。
We thank the Spirit for allowing us to enter into the truth.
我们把下面一点时间交在你的手上。
We give the following time into your hands.
但愿圣灵亲自在我们中间工作。
May the Spirit work among us.
把你的话向我们解开。
And open up your word to us.
让我们得着智慧。
May we have gained wisdom.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
本来这篇道是要下一个主日跟你们说的。
Originally, this sermon was supposed to be for next Sunday.
但是神的智慧高过人的智慧。
But God's wisdom is greater than man's wisdom.
神就安排让我今天来跟你们分享。
God arranged that I will share this today.
我相信神会用着这一段圣经跟我们中间有一些人说很重的话。
I believe that God will use this passage to speak very heavy words to some among us.
但愿我们有耳可听的能够听得见。
May those who have ear hear.
不要辜负神给我们的恩典。
Do not forsake the grace that God has given us.
这篇信息我给他取了一个题目。
I gave this passage a title.
大卫国度的拼贴。
The compilation of David's kingdom.
你知道什么是拼贴吗？
Do you know what is collage?
拼贴就是现在年轻人很喜欢玩的，拿一大堆的照片，就各种形状，各种背景，然后就把它拼在一块。
A collage is what young people like to do, with take different pictures, different things, and put it together.
但是这一些的照片呢，他们都是围绕着一个主题的。
But all of these pictures are around one theme.
有人拿我女儿结婚的照片。
People have taken my daughter's wedding pictures.
找了几千张。
Found a couple thousand.
然后从里面选出了几百张。
Picked out a couple hundred.
然后从几百张里面再分到几个主题里面。
And then use those few hundred to divided them into categories.
然后再做了一些拼贴。
And made a couple of collages.
那从我们看到那些拼贴呢？
And when we see these collages,
我们就看到那个婚礼的那些不同的重点。
We see the main themes of the wedding.
我们虽然不会看到每张照片的细节。
Maybe we don't see the details of each picture.
那我们今天读的这一章圣经。
And this passage that we read today,
其实就是一个拼贴。
It is a collage.
他就是圣灵用一小段一小段的故事。
It's where the Spirit uses little pieces of stories.
好像一堆的照片一样。
As if it's a bunch of pictures.
用来述说大卫国度的故事。
And he uses these to describe the kingdom, the stories of the kingdom of David.
这一章的圣经
this chapter of the Bible,
它本身不是一个完整的故事。
It in and of itself is not a complete story.
也不是连续的。
And it's not continuous.
更重要的一点
and more importantly,
你要知道
you need to know,
这个每一个小段啊
Each passage,
它都不是按照一个时间上的顺序来记载的。
It's not chronologically arranged.
它乃是按照一个主题的思想来安排的。
It's rather arranged according to theme.
第一节到第五节。
From verses 1 to 5.
第六节到第十节。
Verses 6 to 10.
第九节，对不起。
6 to 9.
然后第十节到第十二节
and from 10 to 12
然后十三节到十六节
and from 13 to 16
然后十七到二十五节
and then 17 to 25
它都是在讲一个不同的故事
each of these passages describes a different story
都是一个不同的图片
it gives you a different picture
但是你千万不要以为它们是按照时间发生的
but don't think that these are chronologically arranged
譬如说吧
for example
从第十节开始到十二节讲到西兰王给大卫送礼物帮助他建皇宫的事
For example, from verse 10 to 12 where it describes King Hiram of Tyre sends him cedar logs and helps him build a palace.
这个绝对不是发生在大卫把耶路撒冷打下来以后西兰王说哇他拿了耶路撒冷我们赶快送礼物。
It's definitely not after David took down the fortress of Jerusalem and then King Hiram thought, oh, he took down Jerusalem, I have to give him gifts now.
因为西兰王跟大卫王他们两个人在历史中交接的时间是大卫做王的最后十年。
Because the time that these two kings ruled overlapped only in the last 10 years of David's kingdom.
所以这段时间其实是在大卫做王的最后的十年的时候才发生的。
So this event happened in the last 10 years of David's rule.
那如果你会读圣经
And if you know how to read the Bible,
你读13节到16节
And you read chapter, verse 13 to 16,
你不会傻到相信说大卫一年之内把这些事干完。
You can't possibly believe that David accomplished these things in one year.
这是指的大卫在耶路撒冷作王33年的中间他总共干的这些事。
This is talking about in the 33 years that David ruled in Jerusalem.
哎呀，娶妻娶妾。
He took more concubines than wives.
啊，生了很多孩子。
And had many more sons and daughters.
啊，这都是漫长的时间里面发生的。
This is in the long period of time.
那第十节呢，是发生在第三节以后的事。
And verse 17 happens before or after.Verse
3. 那17节到25节是打败了非利士人以后这件事情发生在大卫去攻打耶路撒冷之前的。
This passage from verse 17 to 25, this defeat of the Philistines comes before he takes down Jerusalem.
当然我猜我讲到现在你们头全昏了。
Of course, by this point, I think you're all confused.
啊，这么多不同的故事
，so many different stories。
啊，因为这个在前面，那个在后面。
This comes before that。
为什么你告诉我们这些事呢
？Why are you telling us this？
最重要的，我是要让你们知道。
Most importantly, I want you to know。
读圣经的时候，你永远都不要假设记载的事实是根据 chronological order。
Never assume when you're reading the Bible that things are recorded according to chronological order。
圣灵的写圣经的时候。
When the Spirit writes the Bible,
你要记住，他不在乎时间的前后次序。
You need to notice that he doesn't care about the time,
the sequence.
但
是他非常在乎他要表达的信息的次序。
But he's very concerned with the importance of his, the theme of his message.
如果你不懂这个，
if you don't understand this,
很多的圣经，
many passages, many
parts of the Bible, 随便你念几千遍，
No matter how many times you, how many thousand times you read it,
你念完了还是不懂。
You still won't understand it.
你根本不知道神要想跟你说什么。
You don't know what God wants to speak to you.
所以今天下午
So this afternoon,
你们要忍耐一点。
Be patient.
要专心一点。
You need to focus.
看看你能不能够从这张圣经里面读出来神要对你说什么话。
You need to see if you can read what God wants to speak to you.
但是更重要的
But more importantly,
我希望你们借着读这一章的圣经
I hope that through reading this passage,
能够帮助你们用同样的方法可以读到圣经里面很多其他地方的经节。
I hope that you can use this method to read other passages in the Bible.
这张圣经一开始
The beginning of this chapter,
它讲到什么呢
What's it talking about?
我们从表面上来看
From the surface
我们看到是以色列的众支派
We see the tribes of Israel
他们的长老
And their elders
跑到希伯伦来
They came to Hebron
跟大卫讲了一番话
Spoke to David
然后就跟大卫立约
And had an arrangement, a compact with him
Make
a covenant with David
然后高他为王
And then anointed him king of, as king.
那么如果你看这个长老讲的这些话呢
And if you see these words that these elders spoke,
非常精简
It's very short, it's very
concise. 但是它有非常重要的三个重点
But there's three very important points.
第一个是讲到他们跟大卫的关系
First of all, it talks about their relationship to David.
他强调说，我们原是你的骨肉。
They emphasize, we are your own flesh and blood.
然后强调说，大卫的领导的能力。
And then they emphasize David's ability to lead.
从前扫罗做我们的王的时候，率领以色列人出入的就是你。
In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns.
但是更重要的一点。
But more importantly,
耶和华也曾应许你说你必牧养我的民以色列做以色列的君
And the Lord said to you You will shepherd my people Israel And you will become their ruler
所以这一段的圣经
So this passage of the Bible
其实在这里强调的是什么
What is it emphasizing here?
强调的是耶和华神对着大卫的应许
What it's emphasizing is this promise Lord Jehovah made to David
神在这里说你必
God says here you will
那个必也不是说 you may 不是说你有可能
it's not saying you may
是说你一定会的
it's that it's guaranteed to happen
耶和华在这里应许大卫什么事
What is Jehovah promising to David
两件事
Two things
牧养我的民以色列
You will shepherd my people Israel.
做以色列的君。
And you will be their ruler.
这个牧养。
This shepherd.
当然就是讲到大卫率领以色列的人。
Of course it's talking about David leading the people of Israel.
要记住。
Remember.
圣经中的牧养。
When the Bible says shepherd.
是一个图画。
It gives an image.
讲到一个牧人。
It speaks of a shepherd.
他要牧养神的百姓
And he will shepherd the people of God.
然后他要做以色列的君
And then he will also be the ruler of Israel.
如果我们花一点时间去查原文的话
If we spend a little time to read into the original text,
你就知道那个君在那里原文里面不是 king.
And you will see that this word here is not king.
不是王
It's not king.
这个字在圣经里面比较准确的翻译是 prince, 是王子。
More precisely, it's prince.
这个有非常重要的属灵意义在这里。
There's very important spiritual meaning here.
那就是大卫被神设立来带领以色列的百姓。
Which is that God sets David to lead the people Israel.
他最多只是像一个王子。
At most, he is like a prince.
他必须遵照天上那个大君王的管理。
He must obey the commands of that king in heaven.
否则
Otherwise,
他一定会做了王以后就变成一个以自我为中心的暴君。
He will become a self-centered despot otherwise.
他必须知道。
He must know.
他的工作是什么？
What his work is.
他的工作是牧养神的百姓。
His job is to shepherd the people of God.
然而他绝对不敢自己以为自己是牧人。
And he must not dare to think that he is the shepherd.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
做牧养的工作。
To do the work of shepherding.
和认为自己是牧人是两回事。
Is completely different from thinking he is the shepherd.
诗篇二十三篇
Psalms chapter 23.
大卫非常懂得这个原则。
David's very clear on this principle.
所以他说耶和华是我的牧者。
And so he says, the Lord is my shepherd.
每一个基督徒
Every Christian.
我们生命中只有一个牧者。
There's only one shepherd in our lives.
就是耶和华。
It's the Lord Jehovah.
没有别人是我们的牧者。
There is no other shepherd.
没有一个人配做我们的牧者。
No other person is worthy of being our shepherd.
严格地告诉你。
Strictly speaking,
神在圣灵中生了我们以后。
After Lord through the Spirit gave birth to us.
他是不放心把我们交给任何一个人的。
He is not willing to give us to any one person.
贤雅在不在
？Is 贤雅 here？
贤雅不在哈。好。
No?
李佳伟，我问你。
Jeff, let me ask you.
你那个宝贝。
Your precious baby.
生出来以后。
After he was born.
你放心把他交给谁
？Who are you willing to give him to？
啊 ，Henry 是吧
？Henry
。我告诉你们
Let me tell you
我们是没有办法
There's nothing we can do
我们才会把我们的 baby 让妈妈帮忙带
Only then are we, it's because we have no other alternative but to allow our parents to take care of them
如果我们可能的话
If it's possible
没有一对父母
No parents
舍得把他们的 baby 交给任何一个人
Would be willing to give their baby to anyone
上帝
God,
他不放心把他的 baby 交给任何一个人。
He's not willing to put his heart down to he's not willing to give us to anyone.
所以他亲自做我们的牧者。
And so he personally becomes our shepherd.
但是他在地上
，But on earth,
他会用着一些人帮他做牧者的工作。
He will use some people to do the work of shepherding.
我有一个初中同学。
I have a middle school classmate.
她的名字叫蔡十三妹。
His name is...
蔡 is her last name.
Her last name is 蔡。
她排行第十三个。
She's the 13th.
She's the 13th kid in the family.
Yeah, she's the 13th in the family.
因为她是一个女的。
And because she's female.
所以她叫蔡十三妹。
Her name is 13th female in the family. Female 13th.
你可以想象
You can imagine
49年以前
49 years ago
我第一次遇见这个同学
I first met this person
我说你叫什么名字
I asked her What is your name
她说蔡十三妹
And she says I'm the 13th last name 蔡
我真的以为我听错了
And I thought I heard it wrong
我后来到中国的一个山区去
And once I went to a rural area in China.
In a mountain area.
In a mountain area.
我碰到一个小姐妹。
And I met a sister.
我问她你叫什么名字。
I asked her, what's your name?
她说我叫唐九妹。
She says, I'm the Tang Ninth.
我的同学。
My classmate.
她说她一直到念小学。
She said, until the time she went to elementary school.
她没见过她妈。
She's never seen her mother.
因为她早上醒来的时候，妈妈已经出去打工了。
Because when she wakes up in the morning, her mother is already out to work.
家里有15个小孩。
There are 15 children in the family.
她是第十三个。
She's the 13th.
你可以想到她的爸妈呀，要干活，要干得多辛苦。
You can imagine how much they have to work, these parents.
而且不要忘记那个年代啊。
And don't forget, in that time,
很艰苦的。
It's very difficult.
所以他的爸妈要打好几份工的。
So they probably have to work many different jobs.
所以等他爸妈回家的时候，
by the time they get home,
他早就睡觉了。
She's asleep.
请问各位，
So let me ask you,
是谁喂他奶？
Who feeds this person?
姐姐。
Sister.
谁给他换尿布？
Who changes her diaper?
姐姐。
Sister.
谁给她洗澡？
Who bathes her?
姐姐。
Sister.
她没有见过她妈。
She's never seen her mother.
她的印象中，谁是妈？
In her mind, who's her mother?
姐姐。
Sister.
她知道她有个妈。
She knows she has a mother.
但她没见过。
But she's never seen her.
很陌生啊。
It's very strange.
常常听这些哥哥姐们讲爸妈什么事儿。
She often hears her brothers and sisters talking about mother and father.
我请问各位，
And let me ask you,
她可不可以叫她的姐姐妈？
Can she call her sister mother?
可以不可以？
Can she?
她有一次就叫她姐姐妈。
One time she called her sister mother.
因为有一次一群小朋友在一起玩了。
Because many children are playing together.
然后这些家长都回来了
And these parents showed up,
就叫每一家的小孩回家
And they take their children home.
你知道那个年代在比较乡下地方那个村农村呢都有一块地方是晒谷的你知道吗
You know, in those days, in the rural areas, in the farmlands, there is an area for laying their crops out.
所以全村的小孩都是在那里玩的
So all the children are playing there.
那等到父母回来的时候呢很多父母回来就一家一家一个小孩抓回家的
So when the parents come home, they take their children home.
那等到那些大人把别人家的小孩抓回家的时候，他的姐姐也来把他抓回家，要吃饭嘛。
So when the parents come to pick up their children, her sister shows up to take her home.
那每一个父母妈妈来的时候，每个小孩都好高兴，妈妈妈妈妈冲过去，对不对？
And so when the parents show up, every child is very happy and they say, mother, 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 and run over there.
所以他那天看他姐姐来。
And so she sees her sister show up.
她就像别人一样。
So just like everyone else.
她就妈妈妈妈妈妈，她就冲过去了。
And she says mother 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 and runs over.
结果她妈她的姐姐给她一耳光。
And her sister slaps her.
我是你姐姐。
I'm your sister.
永远要记住，我不是你妈。
Don't ever forget that I'm not your mother.
今天很可怜。
It's very unfortunate today.
在神的家里
In the house of God,
有很多人替神在做牧养的工作
Many people are doing the work of shepherding for God
但是忘记了自己不是牧人
But forget that they are not the shepherds
当一个神的儿女
When a child of God
以为自己是牧人的时候
Believes himself to be a shepherd
就好像我同学的姐姐
It's as ifMy classmate's sister.
她明明只不过是一个姐姐。
She's clearly only the sister.
如果她以为自己是 mother,
if she believes herself to be a mother,
她是何等的亵渎她的母亲。
How she humiliates her mother.
我们从撒母耳记上第十三章开始。
From 1 Samuel chapter 13,
我们就发现耶和华在那个时候就应许大卫要做王。
We find from that time, Lord Jehovah promises David to be king.
到十六章
And when we come to chapter 13,
撒母耳到了耶西的家里。
Samuel comes to the house of Jesse.
撒母耳很清楚知道谁要做王。
Samuel is very clear on who will be king.
扫罗
Saul
从撒母耳记上十八章开始
from chapter 13 of 1 Samuel
他也开始认识到耶和华好像要把王位给大卫
He begins to recognize that perhaps God wants to give the kingship to David.
二十三章和二十六章那里
from chapter 26
他甚至于向大卫承认这个事实。
He even admits this truth to David.
所以北国的这些支派
So the tribes of Israel
当他们来到大卫的面前
when they come before David,
他们说耶和华神曾经应许你
they say the Lord promised you,
你必牧养我的民以色列
you will shepherd my people Israel,
做以色列的君
and you will become their ruler.
你知道他们在说这句话什么意思吗
do you know what they're saying when they say this?
他们在定罪他们自己、啊、
they're condemning themselves.
他们早就知道神要叫大卫做王了
They very early on knew that God wanted David to be king.
要做他们的王
and to be their king.
但是呢
and yet,
他们不听神的话
they didn't listen to God.
他们跟从人
they followed man.
他们为什么不早早顺服神的旨意呢
why didn't they follow the Lord's will earlier?
你读圣经读到这种地方
once you get to these places in the Bible,
你一定要知道
you must know.
这就是神伟大的地方。
This is what makes God so amazing.
你可以早早顺服神。
You can obey God early.
你也可以晚晚顺服神。
And you can obey God late.
但是早晚你都得顺服神。
But sooner or later, you will obey God.
你知道有些人不信耶稣啊。
You know many people don't believe in Jesus.
他以为他自己很本事啊。
And they think they're very capable.
我却觉得我不需要。
And I think I don't need it.
我没感觉。
I don't feel anything.
你还没有证明啊。
And you haven't been able to prove it.
还不知道找出几千个理由啊。
And they come up with how many thousand excuses.
他们觉得他们很厉害。
They think they're so capable.
但他们不知道一件事啊。
But they don't know one thing.
早晚有一天。
Sooner or later one day.
他乖乖地跪在耶稣面前。
You will kneel down before Jesus.
这不是我说的。
I didn't say that.
这圣经说的。
This is what the Bible says.
圣经说万妻都要跪拜
Bible says all knees will bow
万口都要承认
all mouths will proclaim
耶稣基督是主
that Jesus Christ is Lord
那个万
that word
all 是每一个
it's everyone
所以你知道吗
so you know
不是在天上的人会向耶稣屈膝敬拜。
It's not that those people in heaven will bow to the Lord.
连地狱里面的人将来有一天也要屈膝敬拜。
Even those people in hell will one day bow before Jesus Christ.
因为人到地狱里面再不能说我有什么理由不信了嘛，对吧
？Because once you go to hell, you can't have any excuse to say, "Well, I don't believe."
只是来不及了。
It's only just too late.
现在听懂了没有
？Do you understand?
那这跟你我今天什么关系
？And what does this have to do with us?
上帝在你生命中他要做的事
What God wants to do in your life
你早顺服也要顺服
You can obey him now And that's fine
晚顺服你还得顺服
And if you choose not to You will eventually have to
那差别在哪里呢
What's the difference
你早顺服
If you obey now early
神可以在你身上施下多少的恩典和祝福
How much grace and blessing God can give you
你晚晚你硬着颈项到最后才顺服
If you are stiff-necked and you'd obey only in the end
你不知道你失去了多少神的恩典
You don't know how much of God's grace you've lost
一个人
A person
可以自己选择
Can choose
你要做一个顺命的儿女呢
Are you willing to be an obedient child
还是你要做一个悖逆的儿女
Or a rebellious one
这五节的圣经
These five verses,
如果你会读圣经
if you know how to read the Bible,
你就知道圣灵在告诉我们一件事
You'll know that the Spirit is telling us something
神给大卫的应许
The promise that God has given David
不是扫罗的嫉妒可以拦住
is not what Saul's jealousy can stop
不是别人的愚蠢可以拦住的
is not what other people's foolishness is able to stop
贾尼尔挡不了扫罗做大卫做王
Abner could not prevent David from being king.
约甲挡不了大卫做王。
Joab couldn't prevent David from being king.
这个外邦各样的仇敌
all the Gentile enemies
挡不了大卫做王。
Could not prevent David from being
king. 为什么
Why is that?
不是大卫厉害。
It's not that David is powerful.
不是大卫什么了不起。
It's not that he's amazing.
是耶和华神应许了他。
It's that Lord Jehovah promised him.
没有任何的人事物
No one person or thing or event
可以拦阻神在我们身上的应许
Can prevent God's promise in our lives from happening.
大卫现在真的做王。
And now David truly becomes king.
神的应许落实了。
God's promise has come true.
作者从第六节到第九节这里。
The author here from verse 6 to 9.
虽然他秩序上是差了好多年的
even though these events are many, many years in the future,
他在要告诉我们什么呢
What is it telling us?
不会看圣经的人
People that don't know how to read the Bible.
哦，说大卫很有政治头脑
Thanks. David has a very good political mind.
哦，他知道在哪里选了一个地方做首都是南国北国都可以接受的
He knows where if he chooses the city that the North Kingdom and the South Kingdom can both accept it.
只有属灵的人
Only a spiritual person
读这段圣经的时候
when they read this passage
才会想起来
they will think
创世纪第十五章
Book of Genesis chapter 15
耶和华神曾经应许亚伯拉罕
Lord Jehovah once promised Abraham
耶布斯人的城要归给他的后裔。
The city of the Jebusites will be given to your descendants.
我们读这段圣经
When we read this passage,
我们一定会注意到耶布斯人是何等的狂傲。
We can definitely see how proud these Jebusites are.
他们狂傲到什么地步
how proud are they?
他们狂傲到说
They're proud enough to say,
第六节大概的真正原文的意思哈。
No, this is more or less the original meaning of the original text.
大卫，你如果想要攻我们这个城啊
，David, if you want to attack the city,
我们只要派一些瞎子瘸子去对付你就够了，你都攻不进来。
We can send in some blind people, some maimed people, and you can't attack us.
这够狂了吧
？This is proud enough, right?
那我今天也没有时间跟你们讲为什么他们这么狂。
And I don't have time to tell you why they're so proud.
他们有一些天然地理上的优势。
They do have some geographical advantages.
然后他们也曾经在历史中有过非常伟大的工程，就是那个engineering project.
And they've had historically very massive engineering projects.
这一个城市。
This city.
是在中东一带唯一的一个城市
is the only city in the Middle East
不怕别人包围的
is not afraid of being surrounded
为什么不怕别人包围呢
why is that
因为它不缺水
because it doesn't lack water
不是它城里面有水
it's not that there's water in the city
是他们盖了 一套非常非常精密的一套饮水的地下渠道
it's that they builtThis very, very advanced waterway.
把很远的溪水从地下送进耶路撒冷城。
They deliver spring water from very, very far away into the city.
以前读圣经的人呢
People that read the Bible previously.
因为已经离开写圣经的年代很久了。
Because this is very far removed from when the Bible was written.
他们读这些圣经一读都昏的，绝对读不懂的。
When they read these passages, they can't understand it.
只有当初写圣经的那个年代的人读圣经是读得懂的。
Only when this was written would these people understand.
因为那个时候的人知道这个城里面有多少了不起的这些水地下水的工程了。
Because these people know these amazing constructions in the city.
我们今天很幸运啊
Today we're very fortunate.
因为过去五十年
Because in the past 50 years,
哎呀，考古学家把耶路撒冷到处挖
Because archaeologists dug everywhere in Jerusalem.
他们才挖出了这一套精密复杂的饮水系统
And they discovered this very intricate system of waterways.
你们有兴趣的我可以把那些图拿给你们看
If you're interested, I can show you the maps.
那非常有意思
It's very interesting.
所以他们这个城的人呢
so the people of the city,
他们根本不怕人家来打
They're not afraid of people attacking.
他们的那个地势非常是易守难攻的
Their topography is very easy to defend and very difficult to attack.
更何况他们有这么好的这个地下水道因为别人看不见的嘛
And then they have this resource of underground waterways which people can't see.
所以他们不怕
So they're not afraid.
那我们要问的问题是什么
That's our, what's our question that we have to ask?
这大卫怎么这么本色？
How is David so capable?
哎，他就知道啊。
He knows.
他知道说要攻打这个城，只有一条路可以走。
He knows that to attack the city, there's only one way.
就是从这个很精密的隧道里面爬上去啊。
Which is to enter through this intricate waterway.
中东现在打仗，对吧？
Now there's fighting in the Middle East again.
你知道哈马斯他们最厉害，把以色列搞得最头痛的是什么？知道吗？
Do you know where Hamas causes the most trouble for Israel?
Tunnels.
他们不知道挖了多少条地下路啊。We don't know how many tunnels they've built.
所以你不知道什么呢？蹲下你的后院有一个人出来了。
You don't know when all of a sudden somebody pops out of your backyard.
那多可怕！
How frightful is that?
你想一想。
Think about it.
大卫他怎么就知道他们有这一套的这个 tunnel system?
How did David come to know that they have this tunnel system?
所以大卫跟他的部下讲要打这个城门，告诉你怎么打，就从那些地方进去就搞定。
And so David tells his followers, "This is how you attack the city."
不过圣灵当初写这段圣经啊。
But when the Spirit first wrote this passage,
不是告诉我们大卫多聪明，可以找到这些 water system。
It's not telling us how smart David is to be able to find this water system.
圣灵是告诉我们。
The Spirit tells us.
不只是神答应亚伯拉罕的话一定成就。
Not only does this.
对不起，不只是神答应大卫的话一定成就。
Not only does the promise that God made to David must that be accomplished.
神在八百年前答应亚伯拉罕的话，照样必定成就。
But also, the promise that God made to Abraham likewise must be accomplished.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。